sun's slot. Whale, tall, pale, dark-haired, looking like a top business exec in his Brooks Brothers number, didn't like what he had to do at all. Twice we had worked together, and I had gotten his tail out of a hot spot, so he probably didn't relish returning a favor this way. 18 pairs of hostile eyes watched me take the long walk down the aisle. I was a remarkably well-preserved specimen of a creature that should have been extinct a long time ago, but by some queer twist of nature had been instilled with instincts too potent to be erased, managing to survive into their pretty little world of appeasement and concession. Somehow I knew that the older MP guarding the door behind me was either grinning or working hard not to, so I didn't feel too damn bad. Somebody was on my side. I passed the four United States senators, the State Department contingent, and the high-level military advisors who didn't need uniforms or insignia to display their rank. They watched me with the cold, unblinking stares of nervous predators facing an unknown, if natural, enemy they knew inhabited their domain but which they had never encountered before. One other pair of eyes watched. Not hostile, but betraying nothing, belonging to a small, quiet, plain-looking individual in a gray suit and rimless bifocals. I took the seat Tony Whale had indicated and sat down carefully, still sore from the previous 12 hours wedged in behind the crates loaded on the C-121. In one unintentionally comic motion, my audience all swung around in their seats to face me, ready to hang on every word, minds already dancing with accusations at the same time they were formulating their own finely worded excuses. It was too bad my buddy Ralph Marley wasn't here to watch the show, but Marley was dead, and that only left me to play Scrooge. Then the general pulled his seat out and, before he sat down, said, "Gentlemen, shall I summarize?" It wasn't really necessary, but they all nodded anyway. Another group action. You could find the same shared expression of blank willingness at a Nazi rally, or in a lynch mob, or any gathering of frightened people who had lost something human somewhere and didn't know how to get it back. All but that one little man in gray, however. Him you couldn't read. And yet I could. As he usually did, Senator Willie Aznett, big and beefy and draped in self-importance, took the initiative, a comma of white hair hanging on his forehead, part of that phony, folksy persona of his. "If you please, General," he said in his practiced southern drawl, "we would indeed appreciate a briefing." The general, who, when outranked, could take an order as well as any enlisted man, sat down, took a pen from his inside pocket, and began to doodle on the pad in front of him. For some reason, the aimless motion of his hand seemed to mesmerize those nearest him, and they watched his intricate patterns form while his words made their own patterns in precise phrases, couched in his commanding officer's growl. "For those of you who are unfamiliar with Mr. Hammer's background," he stated, "I would like to supply the pertinent details." His doodling stopped momentarily, and he turned to a new page and lined the edge of the paper with numbers from 1 to 10. Hell, I figured I was made up of more details than that. "Name, Michael Hammer. Profession, private investigator, licensed to operate in New York State, date of issuance of certificate, November 1945. Military record, exemplary. 6 citations, Bronze Star recipient, discharged honorably with 5 years voluntary active reserve duty. No prior criminal record, although numerous arrests for assault, manslaughter, and homicide. No convictions, however, due in every case to assertions and sometimes pleas of self-defense. Despite a reputation for vigilante justice, his cooperation with civilian and military police and intelligence agencies is noted in his file." What the general did not mention, because of its extreme classification, was that I remained attached to one of those intelligence agencies. An agency that served to deal with those matters that the FBI...